Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf and Practice Series. It would seem a no-brainer that whenever you're constructing a community-wide, a city-wide Eruv, you could just use the utility poles as lechis, the phone wires as the korah, and you have Tzuras HaPesachs all over the place, and it would be fairly simple to make an Eruv. Now, obviously, it's not that simple, and there are many halachos, what it takes in order to create a kosher Tzuras HaPesach for Eruvin. And it happens to be a bunch of those halachas actually come up in today's daf, Erevin Daf Yud Aleph. I'm just going to focus on one of them. The Gemara quotes from Rav Chisda, both towards the bottom of Erevin Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Again, on Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes this memra, Tzuras HaPesach, She'asa min hatzad, lo asa v'lo klum. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach and the korah, the crossbeam, the wire attached to the two lechis, doesn't go directly on top of the lechi, rather travels along the side of the lechi, that's not a good Tzuras HaPesach. A good Tzuras HaPesach has to have two lechis and a korah and the crossbeam going directly on top of the lechis. And therefore, if you pay attention, you look at the utility wires, the telephone wires and the utility beams, most of the time, the wires go along the side of the beam. It doesn't go directly on top. And therefore, what we find a common practice is to add on piping, plastic tubes alongside the utility pole in order to make it that the wire goes directly on top of the lechi, on top of that pipe. So in essence, we're not really using the wooden utility pole, but rather the plastic tubing on the side of the utility pole in order to ensure that the wire goes directly on top of it. But if you look carefully, it's a little bit more complicated than that, because many times the wire doesn't travel directly adjacent alongside the pole, but rather it's separated a few inches away from the pole. And therefore, even if you have this pipe traveling alongside the utility pole, it's still not going to have the wire directly on top. And therefore, you have to slope, you have to curve out the pipe in order to have the wire go directly on top of it. And that brings up another problem. Are you able to have a lechi that's slanted? Even look at the utility poles themselves, they're slanted. Over here, I'm curving the pipe a little bit more. So the truth is that Rav Yashiv and other poskim was of the opinion that the lechis of a Tzuras HaPesach have to be directly straight, because otherwise the wire won't be on top of the entire lechi. If the lechi is on a slant, then although the korah, the wire on top, may be directly on the tip, the top of the lechi, but it's not on top of the entire lechi, and there would be still be this problem of Rav Chisda that you're going to have a Tzuras HaPesach she'asa min hatzad, the wire is not directly on top of the entire lechi. However, it's quoted from Rav Aaron Cutler that he held the exact opposite. That's not true. It doesn't say anywhere that the lechi has to be straight. As long as the wire goes directly over the tip of the lechi, that's sufficient in order to satisfy this requirement of Rav Chisda that the wire go on top of the lechi. Now, there's a sort of compromise opinion, which seems to be the most common practice, at least in America, is the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that he was of the opinion that as long as the slant isn't more than 3 tefachim, then it's okay. As long as there isn't a tilt more than 3 tefachim, then it's not a problem. However, there's another detail, because if I would assume like that, then I have my piping going alongside the utility pole and I slant curve it out a little bit, a few inches, in order to make sure that the wire goes directly on top of it, it would seem that it's okay as long as that curve is not greater than 3 tefachim. However, even Rav Moshe held that curve of 3 tefachim has to be gradual. If it's an immediate curve, then that makes it not look like a Tzuras HaPesach. A Tzuras HaPesach has to have the wall going up, has to have the lechi going up. If it's on a curve, that doesn't look like a Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore it can't be a sharp turn, it has to be a gradual turn. And therefore, many times you'll find that this curve of the piping going away from the utility pole in order to ensure the wire goes on top of it isn't a sharp curve right under the wire, but rather gradually, as it gets nearer to the top, it starts curving out in order to satisfy this other requirement of Rav Moshe that it not be an immediate sharp turn, but rather a gradual turn.